Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music here at CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm happy as always to be here to spin some Italian music for you. Started off with a track by the Sicilian Jazz Project, a Michael Occhipinti project, Canadian-Italians based in Toronto, and actually featuring an Egyptian singer, Mariam Toller. Also Dominique Mancuso, another Canadian-Italian, actually a Canadian-Sicilian if we want to get specific, doing backup vocals on that too. It's called Viti na Crozza. It's a typical, a traditional Italian-Sicilian song. And today on Give 'Em the Boot, I have another brand new album from Franco Morone. It came in the mail from Germany this week in between shows from last week to this week. I just featured his last album, which is traditional Italian songs with Rafael La Luna. And this one is a guitar instrumental album called Back to My Best. And it's, as he describes in the liner notes, it contains some of his instrumentals, which he feels very close to. He recorded these compositions in the studio again, meaning that he went back and recorded them again rather than just using previous recordings, because he thinks the music, like good wine, matures with time. But he says his passion and enthusiasm remain intact. A big hug from Franco. Well, big hug to you, Franco Morone. Thanks so much, as usual, for being so great at sending your music to me. This was recorded by Riccardo Rocchetti at Acoustic Guitar Records Studio, which is in Osimo, the province of Ancona, in Italy. It's on the Adriatic coast. And acousticguitarrecords.com is where you can find all the information about Franco. I'm going to start off with the first track from this album, One More Danza Mora, and then I'm going to feature some music from an Italian group, Piccola Banda Icona, who are coming to Vancouver for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Very excited to announce that. More on that in a minute.
Thank you. taberna alolo la notte di e il perché la storia vera mattina e sera la sogna anche a me. Mi fu la vita ma dirà innanzi le fatica de morì c'ho la bomba crepa la vece ma vera le can c'ho bianca mi de la canzone del despera de quelle che ne può più le la canzone del povero che de
Canzon del Despera. Questo è un brano del disco Folk Politik, che è un disco di un gruppo italiano. Stefano Saletti è il capogruppo, è lui che suona oud, fa gli arrangiamenti, anche composizioni vari. E sono un gruppo di 7 persone e verranno qui a Vancouver al Folk Festival a luglio. Sono molto molto felice di potervi dire questa cosa. Verranno anche a suonare a Mission Folk Music Festival e grazie anche all'aiuto dell'Italian Cultural Center e anche dell'Istituto Italiano di Cultura qui a Vancouver, quindi sono tante persone a cui ringraziare e sono molto felice di dire che verranno a suonare la loro musica. E questo disco Folk Politik è un disco particolare, molto interessante, che contiene, saranno 13 brani e sono delle canzoni di paesi del Mediterraneo dove ci sono stati problemi politici, quindi queste sono canzoni politici che sono dedicate alle persone che sono sempre le persone che soffrono, le persone normali, diciamo. Sono alcuni molto famosi, alcuni meno conosciuti. Questa canzone qua viene dall'Italia. Nello scontro tra vincitori e vinti sono i primi a scrivere la storia. ma restano i poeti come Ivan Della Meia a raccontare la vita di tutti i disperati, gli sconfitti, i poveri che di stare al mondo non sono capaci. In the clash between winners and losers, the winners are the first to write history, but there are those like poet Ivan Della Meia who tell the life of the desperate, the losers, the poor, who are not capable of being in this world. This is the idea behind this song called La Canzone del Desperà. Very interesting song from Stefano Saletti in Piccola Banda Icona's latest album, Folk Politic. For those of you who are interested, they will be playing Vancouver Folk Music Festival, also Mission Folk Music Festival, and also a concert at the Town Cultural Centre. I'll have all that information and more up on my Facebook page for Give 'Em the Boot, so please do go and check it, and all links and all that type of thing. The Vancouver Folk Fest always brings an interesting bunch of music from around the world. It's very exciting to have some Italians this year. Okay, I'll play a little bit more from that album in a moment, but right now I think I will give you a little bit of info about CITR.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I'm hungry.
Me too.
And why is she eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
No, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
بلدنا يا 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 بلدنا يا شباب بلدنا ثوروا وثوروا وثوروا ثوروا 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 كل ما علينا بيجوروا ولا تلف ولا تدوروا ثوروا 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 ثوروا
Clear.
That track is called Edo Polytechneon. It's written by Cretan lyre player and singer Mahalis Sagarakis. They wrote this song recalls the violence of the events that happened November 17, 1973, when the troops of the Greek regime entered the occupied Athens Polytechnic and there was a massacre of over 40 students who were killed in the clashes. This album is called Folk Politik, and it's by Stefano Saletti and Piccola Banda Icona. And just to give you a little backdrop to the meaning of the songs on this album, I'll just read you the liner notes here. The sights and sounds of the Arab Spring arriving from the streets of Tunis, Cairo, and Damascus make the mind return to the 1970s, when Europe was crossed by a wind of freedom that swept away the authoritarian and fascist regimes in Spain, Greece, and Portugal. Those squares are the same faces, hopes, colors, sounds, and songs. So I began a journey back in time to rediscover the different types of music that tell the stories about the suffering and passion of the Mediterranean people, from the expulsion of the Sephardic Jews from Spain to the Palestinian diaspora, from the Sardinian anthem, fruit of the French Revolution against the excessive power of the barons, to those authors who had written music and often very sweet ballads and who were subjected to persecution, arrest, and violence by the political powers that be. A struggle for freedom that today ideally combines the two shores of the Mediterranean and further demonstrates the strength of popular music as the voice of the people in joy and in defeat. Stefano Saletti. He's the band leader and oud player on this album. He put together a wonderful group called Piccola Banda Icona back in 2005. And the group is made up of Stefano on bouzouki, oud, guitar, many other instruments, both percussion and keyboards, etc. Barbara Eramo on vocals, Ramia also on vocals. Gabriele Cohen, a fantastic clarinet player who also plays bass, clarinet, sax, and flute. Carlo Cossu on violin, Mario Rivera, acoustic bass and baron, and Leo Cesari, drums. There are a couple of special guests on the album as well. Desiree Infascelli, Rossella Zampiron, Ambrogio Sparagna, Jamal Ouassini, Hakim Jalila, Raffaello Simeoni, Valid Hussein, Felice Severa. So the little track in between in that set was an interesting little one called, it was actually written by Stefano Saletti, Democratia, from the Mediterranean, featuring Jamal Ouassini and Hakim Jalila. A democracia was in Arabic, so couldn't understand maybe what was going on there, but beautiful music in the background there, very suggestive. And started off that whole three-song set with La Canzone del Despera, which was an Italian song by Ivan Della Mea. It's a really wonderful album. These musicians, all but one of them, will be coming to Vancouver in July for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. So if you want to find out, you should probably go to thefestival.bc.ca to buy your tickets. I believe they're on sale right now. Lots of good things coming to Vancouver in the summer. It's always great. I love festival season. Can't wait to be out there. Can't wait till the sun comes back, actually. Okay, you're listening to Given the Boot. Wow, it's almost 2:30. CITR 101.9 FM. Don't forget, we're also on Facebook and Twitter. We also have a website, www.citr.ca. And on that website, you'll find links to all the podcasts of this show and many other shows that happen every day of the week here up at UBC. Wonderful campus and community radio station. And I'll be back in just 1 minute with some more Italian music, so stay with me. A dopo.
In the cool of the evening, when everything, you know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th provincial general election Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
In case you forgot, people, that's today. So get out there and vote. Everyone should be voting. And if you didn't sign up to vote, you can do it at the polling station. Just make sure you have ID with you and they'll be able to sign you up and register you to vote. So no excuses. Everyone here at UBC, you should be downstairs in the sub-building voting right now if you haven't already done so. Okay, and on to some more music. I thought after having heard some of that Piccola Bande Icona, this song came to mind. It's a Pino Daniele track called Viento. And it just was as suggestive as some of those other songs, so I thought I'd play it for you. This is Pino Daniele, the great Neapolitan songwriter.
Trasva sotto e fatto senti, viendo c'è resto per ci ingazzare. E non da far male, viendo, porta me voce e chi voluca.
your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Franco Morone, fantastic fingerstyle guitarist from Italy, of course. Where else would he be from on Give Him the Boot, Italian music show here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. Thanks for being with me. I am bringing you some new music today, both from Franco Morone and also the latest album from Italian group Piccola Banda Icona, who'll be playing here this summer, their album Folk Politique. I also, though, thought it might be nice to play something from a previous album of theirs to give you an idea of the variety of their music. So I'm going to play this track from an album called Starry Most, which was made a few years back, and it was they have a very interesting they have three albums together, and this Starry Most was sort of based around Mostar in Bosnia-Herzegovina during the war, the Balkan War, which unbelievably, you know, back in 93, it's crazy to think 93 is like 20 years ago, there was this famous bridge, Stari Most, in Croatia. It's the old bridge, Il Ponte Vecchio, on the Neretva River, that for 400 years united the East and the West. It was a symbol of dialogue between the Catholics, the Muslims, and the Orthodox. And it was destroyed, which is very sad. And it was a sad, you know, obviously meaning for the region in general. They did this wonderful album produced and arranged by Stefano Saletti and Mario Rivera. And it's just simply called Stari Most, and I'm going to play that track, which is the last track on the album. This is Piccola Bandicona.
Prije rata za onu koju volim, pravom Margaret.
Exorcizate, exorcizate omni spiritus simone in nomine Dei Dei. Exorcizate, exorcizo, exorcizate. Exorcizate, exorcizate omni spiritus simone in nomine Dei Dei. Exorcizate, exorcizo, exorcizate. Exorcizate, exorcizate omni spiritus simone in nomine Dei Dei. Exorcizate, exorcizo, exorcizate. Exorcizate, exorcizate omni spiritus simone in nomine Dei Dei. Exorcizate, exorcizo, exorcizate. Exorcizate, exorcizate omni spiritus simone in nomine Dei Dei. Exorcizate, exorcizo, exorcizate. Alle, alleluia, Dominus, dixit et filius. Alle, alleluia, Dominus, dixit et filius. Alle, alleluia, Dominus, dixit et filius. Alle, alleluia, Dominus, dixit et filius.
Exorcizo te, omni spiritus. Exorcizo te,
Il Ricordo. That was a track from Mara and Martinizza Choir from an album Tra Parole e Silenzio. Strangely enough, I chose a track with no lyrics. But actually, the lyrics to that album are all written by an Italian, Edoardo Di Giovanni. They're love poems, actually, that were set to music by this Bulgarian-Australian choir. Very interesting concept, great project, and thanks to Lucky Oceans on ABC Radio National in Perth, Australia, for pointing me out to this CD, which I had never heard of before. Very cool, absolutely. What did I play before that? I should just let you know a little bit about what music's happening here. Oh yeah, very interesting track from a great album called Mistico Mediterraneo. We're in this Mediterranean theme. Paolo Fresu and Daniele Di Bonaventura and Affiletta, which is a Corsican vocal group. So Paolo Fresu, Sardinia's most famous jazz trumpet player, Daniele Di Bonaventura, Italy's most famous bandoneon player, and this fantastic voice a cappella group from Corsica called Affiletta. They put out this album on ECM Records a few years ago, Mistico Mediterraneo, and it was a track called La Folie du Cardinal, or La Folie du Cardinal. It's probably French, actually. Now, I thought it best, seeing as we were on this strange sort of Bulgarian theme, there's a track I wanted to play today, which hilariously fits in perfectly right now, and it's called Pipero. It made me laugh the other day when I was on the bus. I was listening to my iPod, and this popped up, and it just reminded me of how much fun these guys in this group, Elio e le Storie Tese, a legendary Italian group. It's impossible to describe their music. I would say... they're quite famous and they're quite unusual. They make fun of a lot of popular music. They're really amazing musicians, but they're serious in that they play their instruments seriously, but they're not serious often in the music they present. They're usually making some type of social or political statement. And I saw them play on TV at the Sanremo Song Festival this year, which was hilarious. They were all wearing these wigs with like high foreheads built in. You have to see it. I'm going to try and find the YouTube video and I'll post it on Facebook. So this is a classic of Elio le Storie Tese called Pipero, and it features a Bulgarian women's choir in the background. So I thought that would tie in very nicely with Mara and Martinizza. So this is Elio le Storie Tese, Pipero.
Гадката на българските гласове. Представяме ви Елио е ле Сторие Тезе.
Grazie. Grazie al coro femminile di Stato della radio e televisione bulgara che ha portato in Italia finalmente un ballo a misura d'uomo, più umano, più vero. Un ballo sincero. Certo, vista la situazione internazionale, noi abbiamo dovuto promettergli Ramaya. Però, amici, vi assicuro che ne è valsa la pena. Pipero. Pipero.
Evviva l'Italia, evviva la Bulgaria che ci ha fatto dono del pipero. Ruotiamo le dita e uniamo le falangi, questo è il ballo del pipero. Amici servizi segreti bulgari, non sparate più al Papa, ma dedicatevi al pipero.
Popolo bulgaro, popolo italiano, servizi segreti bulgari e italiani, via.
Sentite come pompa il pipero.
Pipero.
Ruotate le dita,
Pipero.
Unite le falangi.
Bene, ora ripetete con me, più umano, più vero.
Più umano, più vero.
È un ballo straniero.
È un ballo straniero.
Qui l'atmosfera sa di pipero. Se in discoteca balli upipero pipero.
Se in discoteca balli upipero pipero.
Molto bene, ora da sole.
Più umano, più vero, che un ballo sincero. Che guarda questa testa di pipero.
Molto bene.
Non senti come pompa il pipero. Pompa,
pompa, pompa,
pompa.
Dio buono come pompa il pippero. Le falangi, state stringendo amicizia con persone che hanno il colore della pelle diverso dal vostro? Bravi, ora è il momento di cantare a squarciagola.
Ramaya, 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 rara. Pippero è un ballo che io e te balliamo se l'amore c'è, e l'amore c'è. Guardi me, bugiardo io, bulgaro in te, bugiardino, sperando che l'amore c'è. Se parlo in te, tu parli in me, e saremo ok.
Ehi, coro delle voci bulgare, io posso offrirvi qualcosa di molto meglio di un semplice ramaya. Potrei darvi Kung Fu Fighting di Karl Dagger. Fly Robin Fly, non mi interessa. Voi forse preferite il meglio dei Tavares? Ali Shuffle, niente. Disco Inferno, qualcosa di Cerrone. Oppure Boney M, tipo Ma Baker, Daddy Cool, Rasputin. Disco Duck, no. Gimme Sun, qualcosa degli Oliver Onions, tipo Sandokan or The Way. Niente. Cuba dei Gibson Brothers, dai.
Appalti truccati, motorini truccati, partite truccate, tutto truccato, donne truccate, il visagista delle dive.
Autoferrosrotti,
caselli a telefata, automazione. Autostrade concepite da un idiota, lavori in corso finti, un popolo di navigatori. Italia sì, Italia no.
Oh, veramente grandissima atmosfera e musica soft. Loro sono sempre Elio e le storie tese che con il brano Nonno in Cariola ci spiegano che a volte un viaggio può non essere solo al di fuori di noi, ma anche dentro di noi. Io sono sempre Alex Fagiolo, sempre dalle stazioni di Radio Super Sound Music Man a Fini, che non ha mai.
Nubi di ieri sul nostro domani odier.